exploration and a lot of fun at the same time and join the field of infinite possibilities.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to KGNU on its Tuesday night slot. We moved it from Monday night to Tuesday night a few weeks ago. My name is Dano, and I'm proud and honored to be your host this evening and hosting the unique and inimitable 56 Samsonite. Hey. All right, we'll come back and let you meet the creator and the inventor and the patenter of 56 Samsonite in a few minutes. All righty.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
That's Governor Menelaus. Pass the biscuits, Papio Daniel. At least you'll appreciate it if you ate his farina and voted him a second term.
Finest governor we ever had in Mississippi.
In any state?
Oh, Lord, yes. Every parish or precinct.
He was making the bigger point.
Why, ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your piss, you stupid some bitch.
You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Devil's
Yeah, I'm a rather competitive sort. I like games you can keep score at. And if we all keep it score, it's on. It's home. down home. It's home. I said, Margaret, do you want to? Yeah, put my shoes. Don't turn that cat down the trees on time, please. Take it out on the road. Yeah, bring the town like a menace. Move it out of town, hard and roll. Hustle before making weight. We might feel the untold. See the light of it. I just come time, those heads gone. It's home. It's on home. It's home. I said, Margaret, you don't want to. You better buckle your shoes. Gone, that cat, count of treats on time, please. Rock and roll, yeah, for your mind, you may get it. Move my mind now. Got my 56 tonight, ready to play with your minds. Now it's our show. Give a wide grinning. I just come time, no kids gone. It's home. It's on something.
How cool is that, ladies and gentlemen? You are listening to the remarkable sounds of 56 Samsonite, a.k.a., can I give away your true identity? Jerome.
How's it going, Big Dan?
All right, how you doing?
Real good.
Yeah, this is quite a thing here, quite a contraption. You describe yourself as a one piece.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to do the band thing here. Yeah, I'm not an acoustic guy with a kumbaya thing going on, so... So, yeah, I'm trying to sell it as a band, and, I'm a one-piece, bar owners.
Well, one-piece.
One-piece.
Less hassle. On June 28th at the Oriental Theater, was a Saturday night. Ethel and the Regulars were headlining a show, and the first act was 56 Samsonite, but I wasn't really catching on to what was going to happen that evening. And I saw all these people come into the Oriental Theater, and they had these T-shirts on. Some had black and some had white. And they sat every other one. You know, there was a black T-shirt, person on black T-shirt here. The next person was in a white T-shirt. It was men and women. And I kept thinking, okay, this is a co-ed softball team out on the town. And then my wife was looking at it. I said, but why do they have the same number, 56 Samsonite? So finally we braved our courage. I mean, they were nice-looking people, so we thought, well, they won't stab us if we ask them a question. And we started saying, why do you guys have all the same T-shirts on? And they started explaining that they were from Morrison, Colorado, and that they were part of your entourage, you know, for the Oriental Theater at night. Oh, really cool, you know. And, well, where's the 56 Samsonite coming in? And they say, well, that's because they told me this story that you've been all around the world and you took this 56 Samsonite with you all over the place.
Well, that sounds like a real good story. I like that. Yeah.
I've heard they have really good stories out there in Morrison.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of stories in Morrison. The black and the white, that's home and away. You know, that's Team 56 Samsonite. You know, the black jersey, that's the home jersey. You notice I got my road jersey.
Oh, because you're away. Okay.
We're up in Boulder here. So.
Ah, okay. I got it. Okay. Yeah. A little bit reverse what they do, the Colorado Rockies do, you know. That's true.
It's a Bronco thing, I guess.
So then I watched the show, and I was really intrigued, and before Jerome got off the stage, I was really, God, I've seen one pieces before. We're not supposed to say one man band, but I've seen one pieces before, and they're always kind of like they get on your nerves, and they're monotonous. But this was pretty exciting, pretty intriguing, and when you got off the stage, you kind of act like you were Rocky, you know?
Yeah. Well, I spiked a football into the audience that night. My neighbor was telling me he's seen the boss 30 times, but he never saw him spike a football once. So
there you go. But how did you come up with this idea? And let's talk about how you came up with this idea and this big gearbox that you have here that looks like it came off a Mack truck.
Well, you know, again, we moved up to Morrison about 5 years ago. I'd just been fresh off running and operating a recording studio in kind of North Denver area. It was the Doghouse Recording Studios. Probably did 300 punk rock records. That's a whole nother show right there.
A lifetime's worth, right?
But, you know, we moved. I couldn't really take this studio with me. Well, I mean, I took my gear, but I didn't have the room that I had at the old place. And at first I, you know, kind of had a room upstairs, and then I started looking at the garage area and the room off the garage, and the next thing I know, the studio kind of rose again down in my hole, but this time it's just for me.
Cool.
And this silly little piano stool that I sit on, it was down there in the hole. And you know, I saw the High Beams drummer play a suitcase one night, and it just stunned me how cool it sounded. And I thought to myself, well, I got to get me one of those. So I did. I went and I got me a suitcase, and you know, I'm just down in the hole doing what I do. I'm a musician. I'm an engineer. I don't really watch TV and stuff like that anymore. When I have spare time, I like to sit down and play the guitar. And the suitcase became, you know, it was out of the – I didn't have anyone to jam with. I just moved to Morrison. I didn't really know the local folks yet. And all musicians, they don't want to drive to Morrison just to, you know, kick it around a little while. That's too far. You know,
it's really? It's just on the other side of 470.
Yeah,
well,
it's another
to
story,
me,
too.
It's
it's
so
the
far.
Closest faraway place, if you know anything about Morrison. But
good one.
But, so the suitcase and the, you know, I had an old looper pedal, and the you know, it was just something so that I could throw down a beat. I like to write to syncopation. It just...
Cool.
It just makes it more interesting to me somehow. So
puts an edge on it, too.
You know, I never really thought I would ever take it out or anything. You know, I started messing around down there, and the next thing I knew, I thought, well, this is cool as just about anything else I've ever done. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
And then back to this this thing that fell off the Mack truck, this rig. It took me a while to figure out how I could take it out of my hole, because originally I had I was tied into my recording equipment. I was tied into my studio, which is very large and stuff that you can't carry to a gig.
No.
So I started thinking about it a little bit, and it's a very slow process for me. That's the other nice thing about being a one-man band. I'm the lead singer, driver of the Winnebago.
And
I
you
call
fix the Winnebago and get the coffee.
Yeah.
And then why did you decide on the 56 Samsonite? Just because of Halden, or, you know, did you like the pitch of the...
The 56 Samsonite is because this is a 1956 Samsonite. That was the only year that they offered the pickup in the suitcase. No, that's a joke. But, this is a 1956 Samsonite suitcase. It's still got the tag on it from the last time it flew. I've done absolutely not a thing to it except put some feet on it so it doesn't run away from me when I'm kicking it with this kick pedal that I found at a bar one night that somebody left behind. This stand as well. That was the old...
The hi-hat, huh?
Well, it's just my little crash cymbal stand. But this stand and that, yeah, I found those down at the Skyline. The old Skyline. Capitol Hillbillies used to play down there. It was a band my brother Donnie and I used to have around here.
All right.
So it's just, you know, it's just like a bunch of mismatched stuff. I just, you know, and then the next thing you know, I don't know. I just started enjoying myself doing it. I figured out how to get it out of the basement, and
very cool.
And the Oriental Theater, and you know, now I'm up here with you fine people up here at KGNU.
Well, and another thing you do that's really interesting. You did this in the maybe the second song, where you recorded a little bit of you playing the Samsonite, and there's you hit the crash cymbal too, and you're playing this little rhythmic pattern, and then you recorded it, and then it becomes a loop, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, for sake of time and stuff, I have a couple of them pre-recorded. I can assure you that there was no luggage or small animals injured in the making of those loops as well. But you know, again, when I was at the Oriental, I had one of them pre-recorded, or actually two of them pre-recorded that night, because I was wanting to get eight songs in before they gave me the hook. So
what would you have done if they hadn't given you the hook? Could you have kept going?
I could have. I certainly could have. I could play all night. Now, I guess. I mean, I got about 3 hours, I guess.
3 hours. That's awesome. Pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
All right, what are we going to do next?
Well, you know, speaking of Morrison, Colorado, I got one that is a Morrison-inspired song, and I'll do that one for you. This is a little different as well. I kind of used the looper pedal backwards. You know, this time I'll start with the guitar instead of the beat, and then take it from there.
Folks, you are listening to the intriguing sounds of 56 Samsonite here on KGNU's Cabaret.
Yeah, man, more triangle, man. You know, come on. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, like we were saying, I do live up in Morrison, Colorado. Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't believe it. You know, we moved up there 5 years ago, got a beautiful place, and then notch the hogback of the Rocky Mountains. Yeah, you know, Morrison is a strange place, and how I do love it. A lot of people think it's a lot like Mayberry, but I'm telling you, it's a little bit more like Twin Peaks. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to shout out to all my good friends up there in Morrison. Primo over at the gas station, I'm pretty sure you got your earbud in there. So, 1390 AM, he's an AM guy. And, the town board is, there is a town board meeting as we speak. Now, I was hoping that they would preempt and stream a little.
What's
56 Samsonite down there at the meeting. But I'm going to say hello to my beautiful wife, Deborah. She is on the town board.
All righty.
The big cheese, Sean Foy, he's the mayor. He's a friend of mine.
Hey, Sean.
Like I said, I was sitting out on my back porch, and I realized how, you know, looking at my beautiful views in all four directions, that no one's got it better than me, and I wrote a little song about it, and it's called Who's Got It Better?
Cool.
Well, that isn't going to work for me, folks. We got a little capo issue here. There she is. Here we go. Thank you.
but on my love, who's got better? Don't need much except for your touch. Who's got better? No pushing, no shove, freestyle. Who's got better? May sound funny, but it ain't about money. Man, who's got better? I say, oh, bless my soul. Who's got better than me? Say, who's got better than me? I see him every day, sitting in the shade. Who's got better than me? Bye.
usually don't jump in here like in between things, but that was pretty fascinating. I thought I would comment to the listeners of what you just did there. First, you laid down that basic, I don't know if it was basic, but that guitar riff.
Yeah, very basic. Yeah.
Very basic. And then you played the drum thing, and then you got that, and you had both those on the loop, and you have everything all synchronized, and then you came in and played a solo on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like I said, in the neat thing is this looper is very archaic. This is nothing special. It's RC20 Roland. It's really old school. you can go nuts, and you can keep doing things and create this loop and then do 26 bars. But, you know, I really try to keep it, more to the songs. That last one there, that's about as loopy as I get, I guess.
Loopy as you get, huh?
I try to just put down a groove and play the song. I tell you, there is a real community of loopers out there, and they are all amazing. These people can do things you just cannot even believe. But when I see the performance sometimes, what I would like to avoid is the thing where it's a 4-minute song and I don't want it to last 16 minutes because I don't want to build. I don't want to play the bass line. I'm not going to play the full drum part. I just want to do a little loop. Like actually just one phrase is what I usually do with the beat, because again, it's all about the syncopation. So I do one phrase and then I just try to pick up the guitar and play the song.
That is cool. So you don't mind being constrained by the beat, or you like being
locked? There's something, like I said, there's something about a simple phrase that repeats. There becomes
grows on you.
There becomes little space to do a syncopation with the beat that normally, a drummer isn't going to do, because it's just a loop. It just continues to happen as it gets to that transition. And that's the thing about looping. It's not when you turn the pedal on as much as it's when you turn it off.
Really? Okay.
Well, because you got to create a phrase that's going to time out to come back around and actually sound
it'll just keep repeating, excuse me.
Yeah.
Until you're ready to turn it off.
Yeah, and then on that last one, I just reach over and I shut it off manually and then turn it back on. And I know where it's going to start because it starts at the beginning.
Ah.
And then I turn it back off and turn it back on. Yeah.
Does it ever save that loop somewhere?
You can save loops. Yeah, you can.
But every time you do that, you're creating a new loop?
That last one, yeah, that's always, yeah, just do it every time. It's kind of a combination of the recording thing, which... doing the recording studio for 15 years or so, I really got to the point where, it was hard getting back out and doing the live thing again, because in the recording studio, everything sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if it's not perfect, you hit stop and you hit rewind and then you do it again and then until it is perfect. But, I mean, as far as mix and what you hear, and that's really important to me. I'm a feel player, so to speak, I guess. I need to hear well to do it.
Yeah, that had a lot of feeling to it. I really liked it.
Well, thank you. Cool. Sometimes in the live situation, people will tell you, oh, you guys sounded awesome. And I'm sure it sounded great out front. The sound man was probably, doing wonderful things and making us sound good. But you can be so loud and not hear a thing when you're standing on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't even hear yourself. All you hear is the other guitar player, taking out your right ear or something. But,
yeah.
It's just, again, it's kind of a recording performance thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for explaining that to us. And you're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. Your guitar likes that microphone. And you're listening to Jerome, 56 Samsonite, right here on your community radio station, KGNU. Cabaret. Yeah.
Although I live in paradise, a little rain must fall.
bounce from the bad. Yeah, I was having one of those days where the sun refused to shine. I wrote a sad, sad song. This one's called The Thrill of Your Heartache.
Time has come when we crash through the bridge.
said the time has come when we clash for real. Let's keep this thing going. down there, we've been lonely, we wanna be. Got the dog in the yard, one pony, on the scene, take care of my life.
Very cool sounds of 56 Samsonite here on Cabaret. And pretty groovy stuff there, Jerome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in tonight. Before you get out of here, we're kind of at the towards 8:47, something like that. It's 7:46. I'm getting everything all transposed. But you have a big gig coming up on September 13th.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, good memory, huh? Holiday Lounge?
Yeah, the Holiday Bar up in Morrison, Colorado, September 13th. Yeah, I'd like to say hello to all of my good friends down at the Holiday Bar.
Hey there, friends at the Holiday Bar.
Yeah, Joe and Cody and Dave and, you know, all the good people down there in Morrison.
Oh, cool. When you were growing up, were you a drummer?
You know, I always wanted to be a drummer, but my mom and dad wouldn't let me be a drummer. They talked me out of it. They made me play the flute. I thought it was a good idea because at least the case was small to carry to school. The drum case was kind of big, but I wanted to play the drums, but they
talked you out of it, huh?
They wouldn't let me do it. They didn't want to hear me practice, but I got my revenge because I ended up buying a drum set later before I moved out of the house anyway.
So when did you start playing the guitar?
You know, again, it all goes back to that 7777. In my mind, I was a guitar player from the minute I saw that band, Lightyear. I mean, they opened with Time, Pink Floyd. They played Led Zeppelin. They played the James Gang. They played The Who.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it just blew my mind. You know, I, like I said, I saw that. I decided that looks like something I want to do.
Yeah.
And I seriously, less than a month later, I had a Les Paul Custom, and I did not know anything but the E chord, which is still my favorite chord to this day.
How did you come up with a Les Paul just like that? Aren't those expensive?
Well, you know, back in the day, now this is a true story, it was $538 for a Les Paul Custom.
Oh, okay.
Brand new. I got it over at Ronnie K's, Drum City Guitar Land. But I was buying a brand new audiophile stereo system,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was going to get. And my mom and dad had already had enough of that loud, the beast that I already had, and I was upgrading. And I got this big idea that if I told my mom, look, all right, I won't buy the stereo, but I need you to chip in a little bit, and I want a Les Paul. If you buy me a Les Paul, I won't buy the stereo.
You blackmailed them.
I kind of did.
You blackmailed your own parents.
And then I made my mom buy my brother a bass for Christmas.
Oh, really?
That's that Christmas, 1977.
Now, he's your younger brother, right?
He's my older brother.
I'm just messing with you.
Oh, okay. I'm easy to
usually mess the with. Siblings don't like to hear that kind of stuff.
Oh, you know what? We're basically the same age. We experienced everything at the same time. We're 2 years apart.
Yep.
You know, he was a senior. I was a sophomore. That was actually the toughest time ever when he graduated. I hung out with his friends more than people my own age. So it was like everyone left to school, and I had 2 more years to go. It was
oh,
tough.
No. Yeah. So then let's talk briefly about the brother, this elusive brother that he's referring to as Donnie Jerome, who has this band, this wonderful band called Ethel and the Regulars. But you guys played quite a bit of music before – I guess Donnie went off and did the honky-tonk thing, and you rebelled, and you didn't want to do the honky-tonk thing? Or
Well, you know, I tell you what, we
I'm just adding a little drama here.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, after that 7777 thing, and I'm not kidding, 2 months later, we had a gig and got paid.
Cool.
Got paid. Now, okay. we only knew about 10 songs, and All Right Now is one of them. But, you know, we, as another guy saw us that from there, who we went to school with, Mike Moore was his name, a real good guitar player. He asked us to join his band. We played with them for a while. Then we started our own band and, you know, a high school band. We were called Norwich. That was the name of the street we grew up on.
Norwich. Okay.
And so we did that for a while. You know, we tried to break into the top 40 cover scene. There used to be a big scene, the 3-2 bars in Colorado. And, you know, we always, you know, did things our own way, kind of, and they didn't, you know, they wanted to be just like the record. Plus, we did too many B-sides, as far as they were concerned. And, And we did it. Then we broke off and we did another thing called Johnny Quest. It was a three-piece thing, and that was the rebel thing. We were kind of inspired by the Offenders, which was a Randy Castillo band back in the day.
Was that a surf band or what was that?
No. I don't know what we were. We were rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
But
okay.
We played a lot of covers because we were playing Mr. Lucky's and After the Fox and all the 3-2 scene, and Mr. Lucky's was like the ace place. You know, that's where you want to be. But then we got out of that and we started doing the original thing, and that's when we put together the band Defined Print, and that's the band that was about. We put that band together late 1982, and then the summer of 83 we had the big year where we played all those shows at the Rainbow Music Hall, and we played Red Rocks that summer. We opened for the B-52s up there, and so now Red Rocks haunts me every evening. It sits up there and it mocks me when the crowd goes off. And
they're not cheering for you anymore.
Yeah. But I know what it's like to stand on there on that stage.
Well, you guys must have been really, really hot to have all those.
You know, we had the right sound for. We were right sound for at the right time. It was an all original band, '80s band. Mm-hmm. We had the right sound. That was the main thing we had going.
And when did that end? And why did that
then,
end?
Then that ended up. Oh, bands, they have a very short shelf life. Again, the 56 Samsonite, it goes as long as I want it to.
That's right. Yeah.
But anyway, so the Defined Print, I don't know, we lasted 3-4 years, a lot of pressure. We should have got signed. We almost got signed to a big,
really?
big Warner Brothers, whatever. Anyway, that imploded. You know, we kind of licked our wounds for a little while, and then I moved to Hollywood for a couple years, and I was trying to be a big star and everything. I went out there, and Donnie started playing in a band called the Flatlanders, which Rex Mosier, who, Buck Wild, Colfax Slim now, I believe. He was the Throttleman after Flatlanders as well.
Yeah.
We played with Rex for several years, the Flatlanders. And then as the Flatlanders imploded, Donnie and I put one more band together, and it was Capitol Hillbillies.
Cool.
And we picked up the singer Matt Nichols from Kid Pharaoh. And I don't know, we had a pretty good run there for a while till Matt made all the girls mad and they quit coming to see us. And then when the girls quit coming, the guys quit coming.
Really?
So, and then, from there, Donnie started really, Donnie, Money Plays Eight. We don't forget the swing band he played in for many years. That was a great band, by the way.
All right, 7:54. We have 6 more minutes left with the wonderful and fabulous 56 Samsonite.
All right, well, I got one more here then. We're going to do the Agnes Blues, man, because that's the song that...
The Agnes Blues?
Who's
Agnes?
Agnes was my lemon and white basset hound, and she's no longer with me, with us, I should say. We lost her this March. She was, she's a parade of one, that dog. She's a legend up there in Morrison, Colorado. This song's all about taking Agnes for a walk. It's called the Agnes Blues.
56 Samsonite.
Yeah, I'd like to send a little shout out to all my good Morrison dog friends, Luna and Aiko and Marshall and Clyde and Murphy and Tiamu and Noah and Moonbeam and Larry. I'm sorry. Tiamu, that's right. And Big Noofy. Did I say Larry and Rama? I don't know. And Larry and Rama. Larry's a very misunderstood dachshund. We had a great moment the other day. Anyway, this one's called the Agnes Blues. Agnes so whiskey to it, buys pass on the set. Walk the fence, I have no bitch. My
watchdog school. Walking down my road, you sent your sound. She's mighty mean passing it down. Yeah. Yeah, out in the yard, you that day on the main court, and the sound playing. Wait around, hit a big day sun. Tip scales, I found miles on the part of the land that just been bounced. Sets on his high pins down. She might be mid basset and down. Yeah. Get some one thing left to do. I guess you know it's the blues. I'll come by walking cheeks on time tight, no time to lose. Wait around in the midday sun. Take that walk, now time has come. Open gates, don't rock this town. So I've been passing down. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. She's a pretty one. Stops traffic on. Gotta go, one is on. No joke. Lord Agnes Blues. Yeah, halfway home, straight down the road, and home, you know, pile and it's all to go. Time kind of go, what up next now, Agnes Long? Run up on like a wild man would. Agnes would around it and guns. Back off, brand new ship in town. We been passing it down. Who's here? Yeah. She's a pretty one. Stops traffic jam. Gotta go, one is on. No joke. Lord Agnes Blues. State. She's just when you're rockin' round the block again. Hit Magnus with cool friends. Got me and I go when they all in. Straight road where the horses run. It's blue and warm. Got a tip in the air, man, nose to the ground. She might be fast, yeah. Oh, yeah. A pretty one. Stops traffic on. Gotta go once on. No joke. Old Agnes Blues. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You're pretty too. How sick of you. Gotta go once on. No joke. Old Agnes Blues.
Six Sampanite. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to Cabaret.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Big Daddy. It's time for Corriente. The time is 8 o'clock, KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org. So I just came from Jared Polis's town hall meeting, so we will have a lot to report on that. We'll report some on the Morning Magazine tomorrow morning, starting between 8:10 and 8:30, but I will try to prepare some for you to listen to this evening. But for now, we're going to go to, if not my favorite group, Inti Illimani.
Soldadito, soldadito.